So variables in terms of toxicology. First thing, what is the concentration of the chemical that humans have been put in contact with? What is the duration of exposure per incident? Now, this is important because, for instance, you're in this room and we've got some formaldehyde floating around inside this room. So we can measure the ppb of formaldehyde in the air. But the next thing is how long are you sitting in the room? Is it an hour or is it an 8-hour day that you're sitting in the room where you're being exposed to that 3 ppb? Then it's the frequency of the exposure. So you come back 5 days a week to the same room and do exactly the same thing, because what you're trying to do is calculate the total dose on the human. So you can think, well, as we're going to find in that prac upstairs, some of those organisms then will be able to survive that entire process in the presence of a very small amount of chromium 6. Whereas other ones, with just a slight amount more, have hit that threshold point where the organism just can't cope with that much. It can get rid of a bit, but not that much. And so it's calculating the dose which they're exposed to is the key. And then once you have got the amount that you're exposed to, you need to know the rate of the toxin that's actually going in per incident. Calculating from the frequency and the duration, your total exposure. And then based on that, you've got the dose. Now, the natural defense systems then, kidney and liver, will try and prevent the chemical going into the dispersal through the organism. Once it gets into the blood lymph, though, it's dispersed and